This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 511, Band 8 Words Even Natives Misuse.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today we talk about 7 vocabulary phrases that will send your vocab score flying, and you'll learn the funny ways even native speakers mess these up.
Hey Jessica, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling pumped, but cold. Cold. How are you?
Oh my God, cold. You want to talk about cold? This is where it's cold. Right. Let me pull up the weather. Speaking of that right now, well, that's tell you that, yeah, I flew back from San Francisco the other night and I took a red eye, by the way, back in from San Francisco. And, you know, I left a 55, 60 degree sunny weather and I flew into 0 degree weather on a Boston morning, winter, New Year's Day. Right now it is 18 degrees, but
18.
Yeah, tonight low of 11.
What is that in Celsius for listeners around Celsius. The world?
I mean, it's definitely below zero, right? Because 34 is about zero, so it's well below zero. So 34 degrees Fahrenheit is zero, guys. We're at 18 degrees Fahrenheit. So you can imagine that is. Yeah, crazy.
And I thought I was cold because it's in the 30s here. That does not even compare to what you're going through. That makes me colder just thinking about it. But I'm flying down to my mom's in sunny Southern California on Friday. So I'm going to be the only person in the LA area to be wearing like shorts and a t-shirt because everyone else will think it's cold. And I'll be like,
they think it's cold. They do. They think it's cold. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's like in
that's
70s.
Gonna be so cool. Oh, lucky. I love going to California in the winter because you get your sunglasses on, you get in a different state of mind. It's
right?
So good. Yeah.
It's important. It's important to have a shift of perspective and sort of wake up. And guys, we're talking about some funny wake up moments personally for us today regarding vocabulary. I think this goes along with our positive New Year's theme. This carries on that message, that momentum, that part of improving, part of progressing is recognizing mistakes, right?
Yeah.
And guys, and this is a message that we've spoken about before. Guys, if you have prepared for IELTS and it hasn't worked, you haven't got the scores you needed, then, you know, you have to admit that maybe what you were trying didn't work and you have to change your perspective. And again, that's why we have made our course guarantee even bigger, like we talked about last time. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to get into our course today.
Yeah,
and vocabulary. Okay,
yes.
So I had this idea a couple weeks ago. I really wanted to talk about it. There are some words that it's native speakers just have these individual language quirks that we grow up thinking that a word has a different meaning than it actually does until you're like in your 20s or 30s and finally someone points it out to you that you've been using this word wrong your entire life. It's a very weird moment. Has this ever happened to you?
Definitely. I think about songs. Like this definitely happens songs, right? There are so many times when I've made up my own lyrics. I think we all do this where we think the line is something, but it's something completely different. And it's really funny when everyone sings their own version of the line.
Yeah. That happens all the time. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I can't think of an example right now, but seriously, like 2 years ago, guys, 2 years ago, I found out that I have misunderstood the word opaque for a very long time. This is a word, guys, this is like a band score 8, band score 9 word, all right? The reason why I think I misunderstood it was because I had only read this word in books and I'd never heard it said really or like seen it with a definition. And it's like I'd read it so many times in books and I guessed the meaning from context initially, but that guess was wrong. But that meaning stayed with me. So I thought it meant transparent or see-through. That's like what I thought it meant my whole life until 2 years ago. And I think I was talking to an interior decorator. And she was like, that's not what opaque means. So opaque means like nearly solid, like something you cannot see through.
The
so
opposite.
Literally the opposite of maybe, what I thought.
Maybe you thought it was opaque because it sounds like open. And I could see how you might think that. Like, I think if you were taking a guess, just look at the word, you'd think it meant the opposite. It meant open, but it means closed.
It sounds like it should mean transparent. Exactly. I think that's why. It's like, because it starts with like open. That does make sense. Totally. Have you ever had a misunderstanding been brought to your attention like that?
Well, I definitely have. Actually, just on this podcast, I learned that I was making a mistake, right? I think our listeners probably know this. I'm not sure if this happened on this show or the All Ears English podcast, but definitely up until about a year ago, I thought that a red eye flight, I understood that it was a flight overnight, right? That are cheaper and you end up, you know, sleeping. That's great. But I thought it meant the red eye was from the idea of the nose of the plane being red at night. So like it shows so up funny. In the middle of the night. Red dot in the sky, but actually I guess it means that we come off of the flight with red eyes.
That's so funny. I remember that episode. I'll find it and link to it in the blog post for this episode because it's so funny. Guys, come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 511, and I'll link to that previous episode. It's hilarious. I love the spontaneous stuff that comes up while we're talking. But
it's so funny.
I think we were talking about idioms. So a red eye. A red eye, guys, is that overnight flight. So I guess you're supposed to like sleep on it and still feel refreshed, but nobody does.
Nobody sleeps. You just binge on movies, really.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And you arrive at your destination and it's morning in the place you're going. And it's like you've missed a whole night sleep. So your eyes are all red. They're like bloodshot. So that's the name of that flight.
Yeah. Before we move to the next one, let's just real quickly let our listeners know, if we're getting ready for IELTS, why are we learning about these vocabulary words? Like, how can these help our score? Why do we care about these words?
Today is a collection of words. The theme of how we thought of them is that they're mistaken, right? Maybe commonly by native speakers or just by Lindsay and I. Yeah. But nonetheless, we're explaining what these terms mean today because literally these are all band score 8 and higher words. This is just a nice little list. It's consumable. It's learnable. Yes. And they're all like native speaker things that we use and academic words like opaque is very high level.
Good word.
A red eye flight. It's great. It's a great idiom for you guys to use. Mm-hmm. So these words today, guys, high scoring words for sure. Yeah.
I love that. And we've also talked about how, to get that high score in vocabulary, speaking, writing, we want to sound different from other test takers and other students aren't going to use these words. That's why they're 8 words.
Exactly. So it's an interesting way we thought of these words, but your takeaway, guys, as IELTS students, is these are all high scoring words. That's it. And
love it.
The thing about lists, like we've talked about lists, that's why this is a short little list, guys, easy to learn, but you have to also remember, make yourself use it. Right?
Yes.
Just like Vitor, you listened to that interview last week. Try to make yourself use these words today. Okay. So another idiom is to make ends meet. And that's something that I always misunderstood. And again, this my misunderstanding was brought to my attention on this very show, I believe.
Was it?
I think it was, or maybe like I'd realized it that day when we were researching the idioms. But okay. So to make make ends meet. I always thought, like, in my mind, I had this image of like a rope and you're trying with two ends and you're trying to make those ends meet each other to form a circle, which doesn't make any sense now that I explain it. But so I thought M-E-E-T, not M-E-A-T. That's what I thought the idiom was. But
okay.
Yeah, I know, it's weird. So this idiom, guys, to make ends meet, and it's M-E-A-T, by the way, meat, like you eat it, because it talks about like making enough money to feed yourself and cover the bills, right? Like that's what the idiom means.
That's so funny. Are we sure? Have we verified this? Because I'm looking it up and I'm finding meat, M-E-E-T, as the idiom.
Was I right?
I think you might have been right because, well, first of all, I'm on the free dictionary and it's free, but it's a dictionary, idioms.freedictionary.com. And it says make ends meet, M-E-E-T,
oh my God, you're right,
to earn just enough money to pay one's bills. I think you are always right about this one, but
weird.
I do think I used to think when I was a kid, I used to think it was M-E-A-T. I used to think that. Yeah.
Maybe I confused it. Maybe you're the one who thought that. And then we did the research.
Yeah, that's possible. So you are right. The way we're describing it, so scratch, scratch, go back, guys. That's okay. We're allowed to make mistakes too. And so that's what it is. You were just describing it correctly, right? It's taking two ends, making them come together.
Oh my God, how funny. So this is hilarious, guys. Literally, this is seriously what just happened. Just a short little timeline. So I have the idiom in my mind right, but then Lindsay and I did an idiom episode, and she had talked about how she had thought it was something different. Right. And then I assumed that mistake into my subconscious.
Then
for the past like year, I thought I had it wrong.
You've been envisioning it as M-E-A-T for the past year. Oh, man.
Oh, guys, I love words. I love language. To me, this is hilarious. I hope you guys find it funny, too.
Connection, not perfection.
Exactly. But I think this is important, guys, just to remind you guys, you don't have to be perfect, right? Connection, not perfection. And this is also true for your IELTS scores. You don't have to have perfect English or grammar or accents or anything to hit an 8. You can get a 9 and still have a couple slips because native speakers do. And we're proving that to you today.
You got it. You got it. And so we have a few others, right? We have a couple of others. And this next one, what's the next one, Jessica? There's one more.
So this is one I definitely know that I mistook.
Yeah.
Past tense of make a mistake. I mistook it.
Sounds right.
Nobody ever says that, but it's Nobody right. I love that word. Okay. So the word foliage. Foliage, super high level word, guys. Just like shrubbery, basically. Yeah. Just like bushes and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I always pronounced it foliage. Like in my mind, I put the I before the L, and still to this day, guys, it's really hard for me to say foliage.
That's so
funny. I always
say
foliage.
That's so funny.
Because this would be like such a high level word to use in speaking or writing. But I think speaking, describing places, describing gardens, these questions come up all the time. This would be a very impressive word. Hello, amazing IELTS Energy fans. You can see we are on a path to success in 2018, and we want you to be as well. Get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, we use this a lot here in New England when it comes to the fall. I've actually only heard it in reference to the fall foliage, the changing of the leaves, because that's such a big tourist attraction for us in this part of the country. People come. I'm not sure if in October, if you caught any of that foliage, Jessica, for the urban adventure. But we had our students out in Boston and we could enjoy some of the beautiful leaves changing to red, orange, brown. So pretty here in New England. Love it.
It is gorgeous. It was gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah. My best friend lives out there in Nashua and Nashua, she picked me up and on the drive I saw the extent of the foliage.
Yeah, you got it now.
the stunning foliage. Okay, let's just throw three more out there to complete this list, guys. Okay. So this next one is something I thought you said, and this could easily be a mistake. What's this next phrase, Lindsay?
Well, so the one that I've always gotten confused is anyway and anyways. So we talk about, we've done an episode on this on the All Ears English podcast. And
oh, cool.
So anyways apparently is the more idiomatic, casual, basically incorrect use. Isn't that right, Jessica? And anyway is the correct thing to say.
Yeah, exactly. But I say both. It's me too. It's one of those things where, like, I can imagine a student looking this up in the dictionary and being like, that's not correct. Why did you say anyways? That's grammatically incorrect. Right, but guys, real life, real speaking, we say anyways. And I know there are some, like, grammarians out there who get kind of mad when people say anyways. But so technically, it's not grammatically correct, right? Yeah. But that's how we talk. It's slang. And I think, guys, you could employ this strategically in speaking part one. Yeah. If you are at a loss of what to say or you lose your train of thought, you could be like, the intonation's important here. You could be like, anyways, just like have that brief little pause because native speakers say it like that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you say that when it comes to the IELTS exam, the upside of using it is better than the downside of making the mistake, right? So if you go ahead, you throw that in, you say anyways, right, in a very natural native kind of gap area or way to kind of fill the space, that would increase your score more than maybe making that mistake, saying it incorrectly. Yeah.
Because you guys, it's not a mistake. You can't look at it like that. Native speakers say it all the time. It's a test of your English. And again, like the way you get higher scores is to speak more like a native, right? Yes. It's not to follow textbook rules because that's not how native speakers communicate. Don't use it in your writing, right? But in speaking, would score higher. You'd get additional sort of points in the examiner's mind as far as vocabulary and pronunciation. And it would not hurt your grammar. Grammar score at all because this is really how it's used.
Yeah. I mean, we occasionally get questions from students, especially in our private student-only Facebook group, right, about kind of grammar in something in the course or even something that they've read. And it'll be completely isolated from the strategies of IELTS. And it'll just kind of be this isolated grammar question. And, you know, we'll answer your question, but we also remind you that you're not focusing on the right things. If you ask that question, then you're wasting your time.
Yeah. So I think that's a good reminder for you guys. Don't focus on the small little details. Don't get distracted by, you know, whether it's like anyways or anyway or like putting a comma before which. Yeah. Those things, I'm telling you, it's not going to change your score. Okay, let's throw out two more here, guys. There's a whirlwind. I like this phrase, guys, of like, I always use it in the phrase, a whirlwind. Wind of activity, just to describe a sort of like sudden increase where a lot of things are happening, a whirlwind, like sudden increase, right? I think this could definitely be used on the speaking test if you're describing habits, routines, studying, working. You could be like, oh, I've just had a whirlwind of tasks to complete lately. But I thought earlier, the reason why we thought of this is I thought Lindsay said whirlwind. Which I could see a native speaker making that mistake. Sure.
Yeah. I could have said that. I'm not sure if I did, but I could see how we could... this idea of something that's very encompassing, right? It's very intensive. A whirlwind could also be mistaken for whirlwind, right?
Yeah.
So just so we know, I mean, essentially, you know, if this is just on the speaking test, it sounds similar, right? So we might not even, you know, notice that mistake. So that's whirlwind, right? Yeah. Whirlwind.
It's a great word though. It's very descriptive. I think I'm always encouraging students to increase their descriptive vocabulary. That's how we paint images in the examiner's mind. That's how we increase our vocabulary scores. I think this is definitely one of those words, right? It's very visual. I think that's why I like it so much. Yes. Okay, this last one's also kind of funny. Native speakers argue about this word, irregardless.
Oh my gosh.
What's the issue there?
Is this a George Bush quote, George W. Bush quote? Is that the one he used on in one of his speeches that everyone quoted him on? Yeah.
He did use it, but still, other native speakers use it. I feel like people use this word. And guys, don't use this word, okay? Yeah. It's not correct. This word.
It's not a word, although it's funny because when I go to Merriam-Webster, they've got a listing for it, but it says it's not a word. Trust me, guys, it's not a word, but they do actually have a listing for it, and they call it non-standard, meaning regardless. But anyways, where does this come from? What does this even mean when someone says that? Like, what should we say instead?
So we're just saying regardless, right? So it's just a way of saying like that point doesn't matter. This is still true, right? Like, let's see. Regardless of the weather, I'm still going for a run today. Or, right? Like you're saying like this thing doesn't matter. Like regardless means don't regard it. Don't pay attention to that. So if we add the IR, that's like another negative. So that would change the meaning to be like, it does matter. It's just, it's a grammar nightmare and it's not correct.
I have a feeling what's happening here is that people are getting confused between irrespective and regardless.
Maybe,
because
irrespective
of would mean regardless of. Right.
So that's true. Yeah.
It's kind of like people are mixing the two, or the original George Bush quote, right? Was he was getting confused between the two words.
Like the famous, I should find a YouTube video of this and like link to it in the blog post, guys, because it's hilarious. I'm thinking of that one time when he messed up the idiom. Okay. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So that's another good idiom you guys could use on your speaking exams. But George Bush totally messed it up and he was like, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, fool me three times, shame on you. Like he totally
like, you can't fool them twice. Like he tried to explain it. It's so funny.
I know.
It's used in a few documentaries too to kind of like poke fun at him. Yeah.
Guys, definitely you need a little laugh today in your IELTS preparation. Come back to the blog post. This is episode 511. And I will find a YouTube clip of that so you guys could laugh along with Lindsay and I at that funny quote. So guys, definitely choose two or three of the words today. Put them in your vocab list and challenge yourself, right? It's a new year. You guys are going to learn these three words that you chose from today. Use them in a conversation, even if it's just with yourself. But use them today so you remember them tomorrow.
Exactly, guys. And remember, we have just doubled down on our guarantee. We've made it two times more awesome, right? And now what we're doing is we are not only refunding your fee for the course entirely if you don't increase your score, but we're also paying for the cost of your exam. So that's huge. That's a new change for 2018. So now is the time to get into the course, guys. This is how you get your target score. Okay, get your step-by-step study plan. Go check our success stories at allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Awesome. That's huge. I am already in love with 2018.
Yes.
I am so stoked. Guys, listeners, I hope you are too. And again, we are challenging you, right? Get past the test. Just get over IELTS.
Get over it. Get over it. And now you can with this new guarantee, guys. You can be completely confident going into it and getting started.
Totally.
Cool. All right. This has been good. This has been really good. Awesome. Now I know how to say these words correctly. It's very important.
I know.
Thank you.
Yay. This is fun. Thanks,
Lindsay.
All right,
Jessica. Talk to you soon.
Bye. All right, bye.